I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. In the days leading up to Veterans Day, WNPR brings you 11 of Us, stories from veterans and those in their community. Emily Hine is a member of the Connecticut Army National Guard.
I chose transportation, not realizing initially that that would take me to Afghanistan, where I went to in 2012 through 2013 as a platoon leader to about 55 soldiers and then a convoy commander also. On the way over, I was able to get up into the cockpit of the C-17. I saw how vast and empty it really was, and just seems like there was really no one out there. And then I realized that's where I'm going to be. Like, this is home for the next 9 months. I really had to be okay that if I had to go, I was okay with that. And I'd tell my parents, he was my fiance at the time, I said, if anything happens to me, this place is very random. It's my time. Coming home, my mom, she was giving me a hug, and she started breaking down. She's like, I can't believe you're back. I'm so happy. She's like, I didn't know what to think, and now I can relax. The Army itself is considerably male-dominated. It's just really knowing that it's not easy because of the environment that it is, but it's a great challenge, and I've become so independent and much more confident, and I'm able to transfer that to everyday jobs. I don't know if, you know, if people would pick me out of a lineup and say, she's a truck driver and she ran missions in Afghanistan.
11 of Us is made possible by New England Conservation Services and Victory Energy Solutions. More about 11 of Us at WNPR.org.